Hello everyone, my name is Rafael and I would like to welcome you to my Headshot Photography podcast. First of all, I would like to apologize because I've been neglecting this podcast a little bit. I promised myself I'm going to do at least one podcast a week, but I'm going through some family issues and I have to just deal with this at this point. That's why I didn't have time to do any of those podcasts. And I think also those type of issues, I'm going to do another podcast on this topic because I was not aware how some of those things which are impacting our life can impact also our business, our creativity, and our way of doing business. It's kind of interesting how this whole thing works, but I'm not going to do this today. I still have to go through it. There is some unsolved problems which I need to deal with. But as I said, I will do another podcast another day. So today I would like to talk about something different. I want to talk about the best paying industries, which I think everyone should tap in as a headshot photographer. And this is one of the most common questions I've been receiving from you guys. You know, who is the audience? You know, who is the best client? Who we should target? And I want to talk a little bit about it because there is several really good industries. If you tap in and if you can establish yourself in those industries, you're going to be golden. And then you can make money, you can really grow your business. But I think it's really hard to get into them. And that takes, unfortunately, some time. You have to have strong portfolio and you need to have some connections sometimes. So I want to talk about those industries. And I'm also going to share with you how I tap into those, because this is something which definitely help you to scale your business. Okay, so there are 7 of them, which in my opinion are the most powerful and those ones which we definitely should look into. And we're gonna go through them one by one and we're gonna discuss them. And that's hopefully give you some ideas, you know, where you should, I would say, target your advertising, where you should focus on which industries, which companies, and it's going to definitely help you to have a little bit of better understanding what's your target audience and who is your best client for your headshot photography business. So the first one I want to talk about it is medical centers. And this is something that, again, it takes a little bit of time to get in and then, you know, get the kind of established relationship. But I found those ones are extremely good when it comes to the headshot photography. And I'm talking about dentists, orthodontists, psychologists. Like you can just make a list of everyone who is related somehow to medical field. And they always need headshots. This is the industry which definitely need high quality headshots. And on the top of that, in North America, those companies and those medical centers and everyone who is related and somehow involved in medical field, most of them make quite a bit of money, right? So they don't have issues with paying you a little bit of extra if you, let's say, are good headshot photographer and you provide really good and really high quality work. They can definitely pay you way more and you don't have to worry that they're going to chipping on every headshot session and then they're going to try to get the best deal. Those ones, as soon as you get in and they see you're good what you do and you provide good service, great images, you can literally create this relationship with them and then they're going to just call you every time they need to update their headshots. They're going to get new employees and they need to basically, I don't know, they're changing the website and they're going to use some kind of look. As I said, if you're going to establish good relationship with them, this is going to be ongoing and long-term client, which is going to provide you with, as I said, constant business, and then you're going to be able to really expand it. And as I mentioned, also another important element is there is never issues with payments. This is one of those industries which I never had any issues when it comes to being paid. And typically they pay before, they pay on the day of the shoot. You don't have to really struggle with, you know, kind of chipping you some here and some there, and then they want to pay you the full amount. This is one of those industries which I found, like, you know, when it comes to money wise, there is never an issue. Okay, so the next one is law firms. kind of the same thing. It's really hard to get in. And also I found law firms, it takes a little bit more, I would say, some kind of like you have to establish some strong relationship, because typically they already have someone on the roster who they're using for the headshots, and they don't need as often as medical field. Law firms usually they do headshots every, I would say, 3-4 years. But as long as you can somehow kind of like create that relationship and build that strong friendship with them, every time they're going to have new lawyer, they're going to have new assistant, new secretary, or someone who is like, you know, on the kind of back end, and they need headshots, they always kind of call you in. And as I said, I have bunch of different law firms which I'm working with, and whenever they need my services, they always on the call. They give me a shout. I show up. I know exactly what they're looking for, and I can basically do the photo shoots with them fairly quickly. And the same thing, law firms, most of the time they make pretty good money, and they established most of them as well. So there's never issues with making good salary and just making good money working with them. So that's another, I would say, field you should really look into, and hopefully try to approaching them slowly. Don't kind of push it that, you know, you're giving them some deals, whatever. Try to, like, the way I like to work with new potential clients, start with some kind of introduction, share with them what you do. If they're going to need you at some point, you are open to work with them, and just kind of, I would say, wave at them that you exist, and you have to just wait and be patient. And if they like what you do, and if they notice you, you can just basically send them email once every, I don't know, 6 months or something, and then just kind of like remind them about that you exist and then what you do. And hopefully one day they will acknowledge you, and they're going to be in need to have new headshots, and they're going to give you a call, and hopefully that you can start the relationship with them. Another one is all the investment companies. This is another good industry to be in. They don't need as many headshots, I would say, as, you know, the other ones. But again, those ones are really good ones to tap into, and hopefully you know, kind of, again, create some relationship, and hopefully you're going to get some business. And that's also includes banks and all those, like, you know, places where, you know, they related with money. With banks, I found they, most of the time, they're fairly cheap. They want something quick, something basic. They're not looking for anything like, kind of, I would say, really, really high end and some really amazing headshots. Usually they want to have just the basic stuff, and then the banks usually they don't want to pay as much. But investment companies, some companies which are a little bit more, I would say, established, and they make more money, they basically look after the reputation. They're looking after, you know, the way they're, the social media presence they have. Most of the time, you know, they're looking for something which is a little bit better. Another one which I want to talk about is the government institutions. This is really good gigs. I work with politicians. I work with, you know, some kind of institutions which they need headshots. Again, those ones are extremely hard to get in. So the best way is to, I don't know, just do something for free for them at the beginning, and then hopefully try to establish your reputation and establish some kind of, as I say, relationship with them, and hopefully you're going to be able to, you know, get some work. But those ones are also really good. Like, I know that the other ones, you know, when it comes to payments, it depends, but government, usually they're pretty good. And as soon as you tap in, and then also I found with the government, if you work with one person, then it's high chances that you're going to be able to work with many people, because within the government, I found the way they work, they really easily recommend you. And I remember back in the days, I work with couple people, and all of a sudden, you know, there's some other inquiries coming in from their friends because the people were just recommending me to other people, which was kind of interesting. And this whole thing spread like a wildfire. So within a couple of years, I was able to shoot a lot of people. Okay, so the next one is nonprofit organization, and this is something which is tricky because nonprofit usually they want to stuff for free, and most of the time, what you can do, if this is nonprofit, they can give you some kind of invoice for your work. That's, you can, let's say you value work for, I don't know, $4,000 or $5,000, and you can write that off. So you're not making actual money, but they can give you some receipts. They're going to give you some invoices for your work, and you can write that off as a kind of donation or whatever, right? So this is also something interesting. If you're running a business and you're trying to also get some expenses, you can definitely approach some nonprofit organizations and then see, hey, you know what, I can do this for free. You guys are gonna write me an invoice, and I'm gonna use this for write this whole thing off. And they're pretty good at it. They always open for stuff like that. So again, if you're running a business, it's a really good place to tap in, because you know it's gonna help you with your taxes and some other stuff. Okay, the next one is the TV and the radio stations. Those ones, again, not easy to get in, but they always in need for headshots. And as soon as, again, you tap in and you, let's say, have one session with one person, if they really like your work, then you can definitely stay on board, and they're going to keep calling you up, and you're going to get some, you know, some work from them. And with TV and radio station, I found that they constantly looking for updates. They constantly looking for something new. And you can also expand it, because they starting with the headshots, but then, you know, they have websites, they have social media platforms. There's so many things they do, and they always are need for images. So again, try it, reach out to them somehow, try to find somebody who works there, and then try to impress them, try to do something at the beginning for free so they can trust you and they can rely on you, and then they can see what type of work and what kind of quality of work you do. And then hopefully at some point you're going to be able to really establish some kind of, you know, long-term relationship, so the work's going to be just keep coming. As I said, most of those places, they already have own photographers, so it takes a little bit of time, but don't give up. I think that sometimes, you know, people just want to have, they want to get success, and they're going to establish those relationships right away. Unfortunately, that takes time. And, you know, I remember back in the days, it took me sometimes even a year or a couple of years to get in. But as soon as you get in and they really like you, and then they're really impressed with your work, you are on the roster, and they're always going to call you. Just remember that. The next one is model agencies. This is also a big one, but with model agencies, they have always a lot of inquiries from photographers, because they want to shoot TFPs, they want to work with their models. So the one advice what I would like to give you to kind of be on the roster and get work from them, which they're going to pay you, I think you have to start, again, shooting for free and start doing work for them, so they can see the quality of your work. They can see what they can expect from you, how trustworthy you are. And then slowly you can build that relationship, and at some point they're going to start hiring you, and they're going to pay you. And for me, it took me many, many years, to be honest, to work with model agencies. But again, I was doing a lot of work for free at the beginning. And I think a lot of photographers, they giving up fairly quickly, because they want to do, let's say, few free photo shoots for their models, and then all of a sudden they just giving up because they want to be paid. But model agencies, they have a completely different structure, they work differently. Most of them, I think they have money to pay you, but they have to understand and they want to see the quality of work, right? So, and you have to also, on your end, understand what they are looking for. So it's a little bit of kind of, I would say, process of understanding what both sides want and need, and then, you know, you can slowly kind of getting into it. Because model agencies, they not only require headshots, just to be honest, they also looking for three-quarter shots, some full body shots, because they want, I would say, full and different images for their models, so they can showcase on their website, on their social media, or they can build up cam cards for their models. So they need variety of different stuff. So, but it's also good exercise, right? Like, you know, if you're just shooting headshots and you want to do some little bit of different work just to kind of get into the model agency, I would highly recommend it, because, you know, they can give you tons of work. To be honest, they always have models approaching them, and they're going to always need photos, they're always going to need headshots. And then as soon as they can trust you, they can see you are reliable, and you do some amazing, amazing work, then the work will start flying in. Okay, the next one I want to talk about is car dealerships. This is another big one. You know, again, it takes a little bit of time. You have to have some connections sometimes, but they always need headshots. And then the rotation of people also is quite big in those places, so they can keep, they're going to need to keep updating their headshots. And again, if you start providing them some good work, and then they can see that they can trust you. I know I'm repeating myself, but it's all about the relationship. That's whole my point. And kind of getting the foot in. That's the most important thing. And sometimes I think a lot of photographers, they have expectation right away that, okay, I need to get paid, and I'm not going to do stuff for free. But if you start kind of calculating, you know, that let's say you do, let's say, a couple photo shoots for free, and they can give you ongoing work for years, I think it's a good investment. So before you start kind of like saying, hey, I'm not going to do anything for free, try to look at it as some kind of investment. And with investments, the way it works, sometimes, you know, you're going to get something out of it, sometimes you won't. So also try to look at it from that perspective. So don't give up. Don't kind of like have high expectations right from the start. Try to work on some of those stuff. I don't know, try to get maybe the dealership owner and do the headshot for him for free, and then hopefully that's gonna help you to kind of, you know, get the entire dealership headshots, right? You're gonna get, you know, the big project, right? So you just never know. You just have to aim for the right people. Try to do something for them so they can see your work and they can understand, you know, what they can expect and how this is going to benefit them, and you're in. So that's kind of the main message. And the last one I would like to talk about is, of course, real estate agencies. And there's a lot of discussion about it, because most of real estate agents, they're really cheap. They don't want to pay a lot of money for headshots, even though, as you probably know, most real estate agents, they use their headshots everywhere. So what I would recommend is try to reach out to those major real estate agencies, those ones which are established. They sell expensive houses. You know, they have reputation, and you can really see that they really need high quality headshots. But you know, if you want to do some cheaper ones, just, you know, in and out, also you can do that, because, you know, that's also bring some money. You don't want to spend a lot of time, but again, that's gonna might bite you back, because if you start working with those low-end real estate agents who, you know, they want to have the cheapest and the lowest quality stuff, those are the people who will start coming back to you. So you have to somehow start there if you're not established in that industry, but you have to slowly try to kind of reach out to those most major ones and start working with those ones which are established, and they will pay you for the quality of work. So that's something that also you have to keep in mind. And then also I found the better portfolio you have, the better images you have, then you can start kind of charging more, and you can, you know, reach out for those better companies, the ones which they have money, they will appreciate you, and then they want high quality stuff, And yeah, that's the way to go. So you have to start somewhere, but at the same time, you have to build up your reputation on the market. You have to build up your prices. You have to build up your trust. And hopefully, you know, within a few years, you're going to be able to work with some, you know, big companies, which they're going to, as I said, appreciate your work. They're going to pay you well, and you're going to run your business successfully. Okay, so I know that was kind of short one. I hope that was interesting. That gives you a little bit of broader perspective on, you know, which industries they're worth it to look at, and then try to reach out to them and hopefully, you know, get some business out of them. But as I mentioned at the very beginning and throughout this entire podcast, make sure that you do this slowly. You don't push, because building their reputation takes time, but ruin it, you can do it with one stupid email or one stupid comment or some stupid move, which gonna just destroy, you know, your image, and then you're never gonna be able to get any business from them. So that's why you have to be extremely careful and slowly build up those steps to, you know, as I said, build your reputation so you can work with those best companies in your area, in your city, and wherever you live. Okay, that's going to be everything. If there is any other ones which you think are worth to look at and tap into it, let me know. I will be looking forward to hear from you. So you guys know where to find me. Either just my email, DMs, Facebook, whatever. You guys probably know where to find me. So thank you for listening. I hope that was interesting. Stay tuned, and I'll chat with you guys very soon. Bye-bye.